We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I mean, overall, we didn't have quality at bats. I don't think it was lack of concentration or focus or anything. We just had, you know, terrible at bats, and we hit into a bunch of double plays. When we finally got somebody on, we hit into a double play every time. So, you know what? They're going to keep on grinding, keep on fighting, and get out of this.
Why do you feel that way?
Because I believe in these guys. You know, it's the same. Group that we left spring training with that we believed in, and I think that you know, we got to get these guys rolling. Now, I understand that everybody's disappointed, the fans, the ownership, myself, the team, because this is not who we are. We have to figure out who we are. You know, I truly don't believe this is the type team we are, but we got to go out there and show it. Doesn't matter what we believe if we're not doing it. So I understand everybody's frustration, but these guys have been fighting. They'll continue to fight.
Mickey, with all the discussion about Cano the last couple of games, is it acceptable in your mind for him not to run that ball out?
Well,
there?
I mean, things are piling up on Robbie right now. I mean, come on, let's face it. You know, you hit to a double play, the ball lands foul and spins into fair territory. You know, he hit it, he looked down, he saw it hit foul, and by the time he looked back up, the ball had spun into fair territory and the play was over. You know, he realizes he has to run. It's not like he's doing that on purpose. I mean, anybody in their right mind knows that nobody would do that. It's just piling up on him, and then it's tough, man. You know, it's stuff happens like that when things are going bad.
Mickey, do you have the okay to take him out of the game if you want to take him out of the game?
Or oh, yeah, I could do that. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Why didn't you feel at that time? I mean, you know.
Well,
it happened the other day. I mean, this is twice in 2 days a guy doesn't run. I mean, isn't that a fundamental?
Well, I mean, you know what? He saw it foul, and by the time he picked it back up, it was in fair territory. I mean, their player did the same thing, right, on one that was way fair. We saw Walker do it, right? He did the same thing. He stood there in the batter's box, and the ball is in fair territory. And then by the time he looked up, oh, it's in fair territory. His play wasn't over yet. So, you know, I'm not defending not running down the line, but you got to have a little common sense when something that doesn't happen very often happens. You know, so I didn't feel that was enough to warrant taking him out of the game at that point.
Mickey, you talk about staying even keeled. It's something you really believe in. So if you don't feel like a situation like that warrants taking someone out of the game, even to shake the team out of the malaise, what can you do as a manager to try and get this team to get back on track quickly?
Well, I mean, you said it with your question, just stay consistent. You know, shaking things up, I mean, what are you shaking up? You know, that's the kind of way I look at it. It's something that to shake things up, you play different people, right? That's the bottom line. So guys got to continue to earn their playing time and go out there and put together better at bats. That's the bottom line.
How do you describe the weekend overall here?
It was terrible. We're better than this.
Mickey, ultimately, where does most of the blame for this season lie right now? Is it the manager, the players, the front office?
It's on our whole organization. We failed so far to this point, and we have to be better.
Are you afraid this weekend is going to cost you?
No, I'm not.
Thank you, Mickey. Is Brody
yep.
here today?
No, he was never scheduled to be here. He's back in New York.
And I know at the beginning of the last homestand you met with Brody and Jeff. Do you have plans to do that again tomorrow?
We always touch base when I get back in town, so I'm sure I'll see Fred. I'm sure I'll see Jeff whenever they're there. We touch base.
You said the only way you could change stuff is play different guys. Do you have plans tomorrow to do something like that?
I haven't sat down and talked through the lineup yet, so we'll see what happens.
In terms of touching base, I know that happens periodically, but there's a difference between touching base and, you know, like a 90-minute meeting like last time. Do you have any idea?
No, I don't. No, I don't. Not at this time.